The Minister of Electricity, Kgosietsho Ramakgopa, and the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy, Gwede Mantashe, must immediately withdraw the irregular determination notice issued on Friday, in which they announced the commencement of a process to procure new nuclear energy generation capacity based on the flawed 2019 Integrated Resource Plan. The DA holds the view that the new determination notice undermines Treasury authority on fiscal sustainability, violates the conditions for Eskom's debt assumption, and has not been properly costed. Additionally, we question how Mantashe signed the determination in 2020 when the suspensive conditions issued by NERSA in terms of the proposed procurement had not been adhered to. South Africa's fiscal position has become progressively worse since October 2019 when IOP 2019 was released. As such, the new determination notice is proposing the commencement of a project that is financially impossible and is on a scale and pace that the country simply cannot afford. The fact that this determination was issued without comprehensive cost estimates confirms the undeniable reality that it was a unilateral decision taken by Mantashe and Ramakgopa without consulting Treasury. Mantashe is yet to respond to a DA Promotion of Access to Information Act request submitted on 12 December 2023 to obtain the record of decision detailing his department's decision to procure 2,500 megawatts of new nuclear capacity. It is this cloud of secrecy and lack of accountability that has South Africans worried that a new nuclear build program may become a feeding trough for connected cadres at a scale that would dwarf the exponential cost escalations at the struggling Kusile and Medupi power stations.